Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on in, Arizona. It is 10 o'clock, the open home hour. Open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin this Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all. Hope y'all had a great gathering. Thanksgiving, I like more than Christmas because it's, for whatever reason, more family comes to town for Thanksgiving than at Christmas. And I like the big gathering. And, you know, there's no, it's just time together. There's no real gift giving or exchange, you know, kind of potluck style. Everyone brings their own food. And I did something a little different for whatever reason. I ended up bringing a sweet potato casserole dish. And since then, I've always been requested to bring it. And what I'd always done in the past, I add a little molasses to the sweet potato and then put pecans across the top and then bake it. And so you've got this nice little crust of pecans on top. Well, I ended up ordering cane syrup for our trip to Iowa this summer. And I've got this cane syrup left over. So this year what I did is after all of the sweet potatoes, you know, cook them separately, get them nice, mushy, soft. But I had the pecans soaking in cane syrup.
Oh.
And then I spread that across the sweet potatoes and put that back in the oven and baked it. And instead of soaking them, you know, brushing them with butter, they were dipped in cane syrup. It had this nice cane syrup pecan crust on top.
Would it happen to be Steen's cane syrup?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's got to be Steen's. Yeah. Oh.
What else would you have?
Oh, introduce the audience to those that's never had it. Yeah. Order it. Order it. Biscuits. You can put it on anything. Put it on your finger.
It's become Thanksgiving such a big deal to us. We actually do it on our big gathering on Friday. That way, in-laws, they can go out. They don't have to, we're not competing with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They can go do their own thing on Thursday on Thanksgiving. Then everyone gathers at the Romero's on Friday. So
you get to pace yourself a little bit that way, too. You don't have to eat two huge meals in one day.
And, of course, LSU is not playing on Friday, so.
Yeah.
That might be a game breaker there.
So happy Thanksgiving to you all, and hope you guys had a safe Thanksgiving. ADOT, thank you for not doing any closures or road construction this weekend. Arizona freeways are wide open, and that sure makes travel nice. It's amazing how fast you can get around without traffic and construction when it's all clear.
Hmm.
They anticipated twice as many air flight travelers to this Thanksgiving weekend, and there's weather is expected to do a lot of disrupting of people getting home, but it doesn't look like that's the case for Arizona. One of the great reasons we lived here, we just had an overcast for a few days, and it was up. There's articles all over the Wall Street Journal and quotes out of the Republic from the Farm Bureau just about the increase in food costs for Thanksgiving. Well, hopefully that didn't affect you and your family and y'all getting together and celebrating, and you're able to find a turkey.
We didn't have any trouble, did you?
Well, when they started saying there might be, I think we bought it like a month ago. So yeah. At that time, no, there wasn't any issue with it. So
I had a problem finding a turkey breast. I just wanted a 5-pounder. I ended up getting one about 2 weeks ago. But I was going to do a small one this time around and do the spatchcock method where you lay it out on the, it's so good. It's so good. And the turkey or the breast will cook evenly instead of round like that. Yeah, it's awesome. Which reminds me, my brine, I got to make one.
This is the after Thanksgiving leftovers, recooking the leftovers.
Yeah, yeah. I do two things. I only do two sides just for myself. One is corn mokshu.
Oh,
It's fresh corn off the cob. I usually will get the corn about a couple of months earlier, get it off the cob, vacuum seal it, and throw it in the freezer so I know I have it. And this year, the added was the crawfish tails.
Mm.
Got to have those as well. And instead of cream, I use fat-free evaporated milk. And this was years ago when I was going, I didn't have any cream, but I had that in the cupboard. So I tried that, and would you believe, it makes it even taste much better.
Hmm.
You taste all the flavors, too, as well.
Interesting.
And then the healthy part is the green beans and basil butter.
butter. It's the butter that's healthy.
It's the butter. Yeah, it's unsalted, so you know, I'm watching. Oh. I'm watching my blood pressure.
Got to get dairy into the mix.
Woo-hoo.
We've got, this is our last broadcast before we will be mailing our 2022 home maintenance calendars. If you're not familiar with that or you're catching the broadcast for the first time, one of the things we do here at Rosie on the House is we distribute an annual home maintenance calendar that is a free service. You just let us know the address you would like us to send it to, and we'll drop it in the mail. And that mailing is going out next week at Tuesday, close of business, that's it. That's the final entries. Any that come after that will be a separate mailing. And we do that every time we get 200 because that's when the shipping cost, you get a break where it makes sense and it, you know, helps save us on the postage on it. Our list is around, it's getting close to 10,000. And all you have to do, like I said, email us, info@rosieonthehouse.com, and let us know the address. And you can ask for multiple ones if you'd like to hand it out to a neighbor, a family, a friend, or if you want one for the garage, one for the computer, one for the refrigerator, whatever the case may be. Gives you an idea of topics we'll be talking about each month. It'll give you a preview on what we're covering in the 8 o'clock hour, what our weekly to-do is. Our partners put in a promotional offer. Each month there's different items. Like, for example, this month, Pella's offering $50 off each qualifying door and $250 off any qualifying window. You know, that you house of 10, 12 windows, man, that adds up pretty good. Fox Valley Electric, they have a 10% off any service completed between now and the end of 2021. So it'll help you save money as well. And if you ever need a contractor recommendation, the back is our complete list of our certified partners. Obviously, it's updated every year. Electricians, appliance repair, lighting, landscape design, locksmith, masonry, cabinets, energy efficiency, remodelers, furniture restoration, foundation repair, stucco, solar, and so on and so forth. All you need as an Arizona homeowner, everyone on that list is licensed, bonded, insured, and in business locally in Arizona for at least 5 years. They clear our screening process and they sign a complaint resolution and a code of ethics. So it's the cream of the cream in tradesmen, craftsmen, majority of them, mom, pop, hardworking Americans just like you and me. We do have some big partners like Pella. That's a big company, but they're just not any windows like that made in Arizona. You know, we feel Pella's the best, so that's who we partner with. We've got Belgard Pavers and Hardscapes, so a lot of manufacturing partners as well. And like Mary here, she wrote in and said, love listening to your show on Saturday. Can you please send a calendar to this address? And then from that email address, in the next 5 minutes, there was two other people that had wrote in. So I don't know if Mary was sending us other people she wanted us to add to the list, or if she was with a group of people, and they just used her iPad or whatever, or phone while she was on the website to send out requests to their address. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but Mary, you are on the list. So if you would like to get your copy, just like I said, between now and Tuesday, if you're already on the list or you've already asked for one, you don't need to re-ask. If you don't want it, and you're on the list, just ask us not to, and we'll take you off the list. So our annual home maintenance calendar going out next Wednesday, so probably hitting by the Saturday or the beginning of the next week.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'd say early next week.
Romy, with the t-shirts we have for sale now, I thought they're picking up a little steam, people are starting to order them, and I thought it would be mostly people who are just like fans of the show, you know, or like my dad listens all the time, I'm going to give him a t-shirt. Well, I got an unusual call this week. It was a lady, and she's a single gal and older, and she lives in an apartment, so she doesn't get to pick her contractors. And she said a lot of times they don't show up when they say they're going to, and then, you know, it's the wrong day or whatever. So she is buying herself a Rosie on the House t-shirt, and she's going to put that baby on whenever they come so that will help to hold them accountable.
And that's, who is that?
A sweet lady that called this week wanting a t-shirt.
Oh, fun. We had a number of them we gave out at the Pella remote a couple months ago. I I would kind of self-conscious about having a Rosie on House t-shirts on our e-store. Just, I don't know, funny quirk, I guess. But it's surprising how many people wanted it. So, you know,
they're good-looking we'll leave t-shirts, too. Good-looking shirts.
If that's, you know, that's what we like to do is make sure we've, whatever you, the Arizona homeowner, we'll provide you with all the resources for your home, castle, or cabin. If that includes a Rosie t-shirt to do your projects around the house, well, we'll include that too.
And we should remind them that if you would like a Rosie on the House t-shirt, you need to pre-order by November 30th. Is that a Tuesday at the end of the month? Okay.
Next Tuesday.
And
this
today's
Tuesday.
The 27th. Yeah. So get on the website. Get it ordered.
Three more days. We weren't sure how many we were going to sell. And obviously bulk orders, it changes the price. So the pre-order was determined. Okay.
And it's in the e-store. The t-shirt's in the e-store. I love that. Too much turkey, man.
We've got a number of homeowner questions that we're going to rifle through here that have filtered in over the week. Text, calls, emails, along with whatever you'd like to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.